listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, your host, back again for the PPBD edition of the podcast, the Purple Project Podcast. Latest around Kansas State sports, K-State University, home, right here in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm actually recording this on Halloween night, folks, October 31st, 2022. This has been a busy recording day for the podcast. This won't be out until, of course, the middle of the week. This is the Big 12 look around, folks. I had this posted, I believe, late last week. So it kind of been bouncing around in between basketball, trying to do soccer wrap up, and the volleyball. Yeah, lots been going on around here in K-State land for sure. So couldn't happen any other way. Obviously, you're new to the show. Welcome on board. We post K-State content pretty much every day. That includes Saturday and Sunday as well. If you want to call it bonus content, whatever. But we do. I'm pretty sure this is the only K-State podcast, anyways, that post everyday K-State content for you. This is the Big 12 looking around real quick. This weekend, obviously, highlighted by, of course, our game once again in primetime. The next two games in primetime. Fox or FS1 loves some K-State primetime, baby. Obviously, Texas coming here. Texas is unranked, but it's still a huge game for multiple reasons. Chris Klieman looking to slay another dragon and to get a first win against Texas. That is in primetime, 6 o'clock, right here in Manhattan, Kansas on FS1. There could be a World Series. Oh, I'm not going to be watching that. Depending on where I'm at, I could be at this game. That's still pending. I could be at this game. Originally, I was not going to, but the results of what happened last week, and of course, you know, it's Texas, obviously, so a big game, and a big week for the podcast, the weekly edition as well. Guess what? We got another special guest coming on the show to preview Texas. You probably know what that is. Really looking forward to that, breaking that down. So that's the biggest game of the night for the Big 12. There is our game. Of course, K-State is ranked 13th. Huge climb, or actually a 4-spot climb from where they were 17th there. No. Excuse me. They were 22nd to 13th. Almost a 10-spot climb. They look to stay inside the top 15 when Texas come calling. Obviously, Texas been playing a lot better as of late. We'll see what happens there. 11 o'clock slate. The only game on that, of course, TCU undefeated in the Big 12 and still one of the other unbeatens in the nation. Host Texas Tech. That is the 11 o'clock game. Then the 2:30 slot. A pair of games there. Oklahoma State. We ran out of town last week there. Taking on KU. Pretty sure. Thank you, KU. You know, OSU going to be pretty pissed off that we shut them out. 6-2 Oklahoma State. 5-3 KU. KU yet to get. They still need one game to get bowl eligible there. So they're at home. We'll see what happens there. Oklahoma State, yeah, they're going to be pissed off there as well. Have fun with that. Kansas Jayhawks and Lawrence in the other 2:30 game here. West Virginia goes on the road, take on Iowa State. That's a pair of 3-5 teams there as well. There's not really much to be said there. Obviously, West Virginia. That's a couple weeks before we play them up in Morgantown. And I mentioned two. So we got Texas here, right? And then K-State goes on a roll for two. Baylor. That was announced as I'm recording this earlier today. Remember, this episode won't be out till Wednesday. But the Baylor game has already been announced for, guess what? Primetime. Yes, 6 o'clock on FS1, I believe, as well. So week 10, we already got our matchup set. So Chris Klieman, two primetime games coming up. And remember, we already played TCU in primetime as well as Oklahoma as well. So definitely, you want to be playing your meaningful football in primetime. Well, K-State's definitely doing that right now. So we switch to the standings real quick. K-State is right now, for the moment, all alone in the second spot. Of course, behind TCU. TCU has the tiebreaker right now. Oklahoma State, Baylor. So this is where, again, you're in that gauntlet that you want to take advantage of some tiebreakers, right? So Texas, this will be huge. I understand that, you know, Baylor, we already know Baylor, that's going to be a tough game. Waco, despite the record. And we thought Baylor, yes, they've been up and down, okay? But still, that's Baylor, a tough game, and we've yet to win there in Waco in a long time. So that's trying not to overlook the state, the obvious there. But Texas, I will try to get this game as well. I'm greedy, man. I want this game as well. I'm pretty sure Chris Klieman wants it as well. So, K-State's definitely got the momentum, and the question is, who are you going to play at QB? Again, that is now, I mean, that's been the question all year long. Obviously, Adrian, what you going to get out of him? Well, you know what you're going to get out of him, but he's still banged up, and according to what I read in the post reports and everything else, he was not able to go. He wasn't 100%. Turn it over to Will Howard, and bam, Will Howard continues to play superb at QB here. And then, of course, that scene, the teammates raising him high. That's one of the better scenes of the picture so far, but still a lot of football left here. Obviously, Will Howard has a lot of experience against this Texas team. And, of course, he had his best game in that COVID season, that final game. Praise him for that. He played well in that game. Kind of a boost of confidence there, even though I still was on his back for not playing very well. And I, as well as some other K-State podcasters, including fans as well, I've been pretty vocal about that since Will Howard stepped up his play. Very, very vocal about him not playing very well. And all of a sudden, bam, this is a different quarterback than in the COVID season in Bailey last year as well. And maybe he was playing too early. Probably has something to do with that too. So, but this is a whole different quarterback. This is not your Will Howard from 2 years ago or even early stages of last year as well. So this is not the same quarterback at all. And I talked about the experience against Oklahoma State last week that Will Howard's had. Same thing with Texas. Will Howard has played two straight years against this Texas team, so he's familiar with this team. So, very interested to see what Chris Klieman goes. Do you play, and I've seen this on my Twitter feed at least, do you stay with the hot hand? I'm going to stay away from that one. That's for sure. Will Howard's continuing to play well. You ride with him. For sure, and you have an insurance, you're having definite insurance in Adrian Martinez. You want him healthy down the stretch as well. So, Will Howard, definitely, he is nothing wrong. And his go-to receiver, more on this in the weekend pod. I don't want to give it away too much there. Cade Warner has been a touchdown machine this year for K-State. So, he's got it all right now going for him as well. So, and remember, Will Howard still has some legs. I mean, he's hesitant a little bit. So he can pop off every now and then. So let's not forget about that. I mean, he's airing it out this year with a lot more confidence. But let's not forget he still has some legs too as well. So we'll see what happens. If I'm K-State, I try to get this one as well. Oh, well, you want to win every game. Every game is important now. You want to stay in the thick of this thing and stay right there in the thick of it. You can knock out Texas out of the Big 12 race. Win against them on Saturday night in primetime on national TV, you can knock them out because you'll have the tiebreaker on them. And you have the tiebreaker on them because you just creamed the hell out of Oklahoma State. So, I'm K-State. I want more. I want more. And it'll be nothing better than to beat Texas under lights in primetime at home. I can't wait to get it. Depending on the situation, obviously, it's different watching TV. I'd be no different than that. But being part of that atmosphere, it's been a minute since I've been in an actual night game with daylight saving time this weekend on Saturday. I think it's going to be electrifying to be a part of that. So we'll see. I'll let you guys know for sure what the plan is for me as far as that is concerned. Originally, I was not going to go to this game. Me and the wife did not want to go to this. Well, mainly because of the weather, more importantly. But it's still gonna be the first weekend of November. I think it's gonna be all right. But the KU game is definitely. I mean, the way the KU's trending, and the way that K-State is trending. We'll see what happens. But yeah, focus on this game. I definitely want to be a part of that. So we'll see what the card unfolds there. But yes, K-State Nation. K K-State, 13th ranked in the country, hosting unranked Texas. Still a big game, baby, because it's Texas, and this is their last game. Woo! Cannot wait for that in prime time on FS1, the Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. That is going to do it for this Big 12 Week Round the Horn segment. Again, you're not subscribed to the Pro Project Podcast, you're a K-State fan, might want to hop on this train right now. We are coming up to, well, obviously when this comes out, it will be November. So we're going to be in November, and we're winding down 2022. Eddie Greer, K-State, looking to keep build on that momentum on Saturday night against Texas. We'll talk to you in the next edition of the PPBD.